people walk in. The classical picture is massively overweight. We'd say a BMI of 40, let's say. And that's a calculation of your weight versus your height. So my counseling session would include helping people understand that reducing calorie intake is just part of it. Exercise is absolutely essential to losing weight. And I view it like a prescription. And I actually write it on a prescription pad.
Yeah. And are there any special challenges that older people face that maybe younger people don't have?
In older people, they have a fixed habit pattern that is a little more difficult to deal with probably than younger people. But I try to tap into the positives about, you know, you have more time that you can exercise. You're not working 40, 50 hours a week like you used to be. And I try to tap into those things.
And so far, you know, in the United States, nothing that we've done to sort of prevent obesity has stopped the rates of obesity from going up in the country. And I'm wondering, what do you think is the missing piece?
I equate it to smoking cessation. And the way that happened was, first of all, again, awareness. The Surgeon General's report came out around 1960, and it was the first public awareness and the first public announcement that cigarette smoking was bad for you. So then after that, it took about 50 years for us to come out with public service projects that help people get help to stop cigarettes. And I think that it's the same kind of a complex behavior problem that has to have societal input to put a dent in it.
So I think what you're saying is sometimes you're successful in getting people to change their behavior, and sometimes you're not. And you're in the boat with a lot of other doctors in that you're not really sure why all the time it worked with one patient and not with the other.
You know, most physicians are very discouraged about treating obesity, and they don't feel they have good tools for that. And the training has been, you know, minimal because it's been such a discouraging issue.
Medicare's decision to cover this clinical counseling to help obese people lose weight, do you think that's meaningful? Will it make a difference?
The beginning is this part about the counseling, but the next step is we have to research what works with losing weight, not just the counseling, but what program do I go into? How do I facilitate exercise? How do I facilitate healthy diet?
The decision to classify obesity as a disease, I believe Medicare made that decision. You thought maybe other healthcare providers would follow on that. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Generally, if Medicare and CMS comes out with a statement or a position on something, other insurers tend to follow suit. And so the fact that Medicare came out with that statement, other insurers are bound to follow. So the processes that Medicare tends to cover will be covered by other insurances over time as well, and that's why it's important.
Okay, well, Doctor, thank you so much.
You're welcome.